From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is crediting strong American diplomacy for key milestones with Iran in recent hours, including confirmation that Tehran had significantly rolled back its nuclear program, released American prisoners, and resolved a three-decade-old financial dispute. Portland State University scholar Peter Bechtol told VOA the Iran deal is a good one, benefiting everyone, and that it comes with a domestic component.
In this case, both in Iran and in the United States, there are hardliners in Iran, there's a moderate president, and the supreme guide, Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has to balance the two. Similar in the United States, as we all know, we have an administration that at the top very much believes in diplomacy rather than brute force in dealing with Iran and some other countries. And we have an opposition, especially among people running for the White House later this year, who seem to be much more hawkish.
An Obama administration official said Sunday the long and difficult diplomatic process to negotiate the Iran nuclear deal opened channels of communication for the first time in decades and new opportunities for the United States and for Iran to engage on other key matters. White House issued a sharply worded statement on Sunday saying it condemns in the strongest terms attacks in the capital of Burkina Faso that killed at least 29 people, wounded scores of others overnight Friday. The statement also warned that the acts of terrorism will not stop the United States from helping improve health care and increase economic opportunities for the people of Burkina Faso. This is VOA News. United States is looking for three U.S. contractors who were reportedly kidnapped in Baghdad. There are no details of their identity or what their jobs are in Iraq, but many different companies are working in Iraq on both security and civilian projects. Dozens of foreigners had been kidnapped in Iraq over the past few months by terrorists and militias helping Iraqi forces battle the Islamic State militants. Freelance Yemeni journalist Amjad Mojalli was killed Sunday at an air raid by a Saudi-led coalition on rebel-held Sana'a while on assignment for the Voice of America. Mojalli had been reporting for VOA since October, focusing on human impact of the war and the economic crisis in Yemen, often seeking out the most vulnerable victims. VOA has expressed its deepest condolences to the family of Amjad Mojalli, and Reporters Without Borders continues to report that at least five journalists were killed in Yemen last year. Taiwan's voters have elected Tsai Ing-wen as the first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party. Tsai's independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature for the first time. When VOA asked about one analyst's contention that it was a political earthquake, Monash University Asia scholar Bruce Jacobs had this to say.
Well, it was certainly a landslide victory. There's no question. It was a great rejection of the government, which had been in power since 2008, and this started during the elections of 2014, the local elections, but it really was a huge landslide victory for the opposition Democratic Progressive Party.
Shortly after results of the election were announced, China's Taiwan Affairs Office, which is tasked with managing relations with Taipei, said it would continue to oppose any Taiwan independence activities. A statement published by the state-run Xinhua News Agency said China's determination to protect its territory was hard as rock. Jacobs contends Taiwan, once known as Formosa, was never a possession of China. The Democratic candidates running for this year's U.S. presidential election agreed Sunday that the implementation of the nuclear deal with Iran was a good thing. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said more needs to happen before moving rapidly toward normalizing relations with Tehran. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who'd been gaining on Clinton in the polls in the past month, said the existence of a nuclear deal without war and the thawing relations between the U.S. and Iran are very positive. Get more news at our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.